This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 after police sought to quell violence on the pitch, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Officers fired tear gas to disperse supporters of the losing home side who had invaded the pitch after the final whistle in Malang, East Java on Saturday night. The region's police chief told reporters, quote, they started attacking officers. They damaged cars, he said, adding the crush occurred when fans fled for an exit gate. Some local officials had put the death toll at 174, but the East Java deputy governor said the number of fatalities had been revised down to 125. The earlier figure may have included duplicate fatalities, he said. The stadium disaster appeared to be the world's worst in decades. Russia has attacked the Ukrainian president's hometown and other targets with suicide drones, and Ukraine took full control of a strategic eastern city, AP correspondent Zara Shackley reports.
Russia's loss of the eastern city of Lyman, which it had been using as a transport and logistics hub, is a new blow to the Kremlin as it seeks to escalate the war by illegally annexing four regions of Ukraine and heightening threats to use nuclear force. Russian President Vladimir Putin's land grab has threatened to push the conflict to a dangerous new level. It also prompted Ukraine to formally apply for NATO membership, a bid that won backing from nine Central and Eastern European NATO members, fearful that Russia's aggression could eventually target them too. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. Brazilians are voting in a highly polarized election that could determine if the country returns the leftist to the helm of the world's fourth largest democracy, or keeps the far-right incumbent in office for another 4 years. The race pits far-right President Jair Bolsonaro against his political nemesis, leftist former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Recent polls have given da Silva a commanding lead, pointing to a chance that he might win the first round outright without need for a runoff. Da Silva would have to get more than 50% of the votes cast Sunday, topping the total vote for Bolsonaro and the other nine candidates. An Israeli rights group says Israel is holding nearly 800 Palestinians without trial or charge, the highest number since 2008. The group, which regularly gathers figures from Israeli prison authorities, said Sunday that 798 Palestinians are currently being held in so-called administrative detention. Under the practice, prisoners can be held for months, do not know the charges against them, and are not granted access to the evidence against them. The group said the number of those held in administrative detention has risen steadily this year as Israel conducts nightly arrest raids in the occupied West Bank in response to a spate of attacks against Israelis earlier this year. Burkina Faso's new junta leadership is calling for calm after the French embassy and other buildings were attacked. The unrest following the West African nation's second coup this year came after a junta statement alleged that the ousted interim president was at a French military base in the capital. France vehemently denied the claim and urged its citizens to stay indoors amid rising anti-French sentiment in the streets. The whereabouts of Lieutenant Colonel Paul-Henri Sandaogo Damiba remained unknown Sunday. He himself had taken power in a coup back in January, promising to curb the Islamic extremist violence, but frustration mounted as the attacks continued. Recapping our top story, a stampede at a soccer stadium in Indonesia has killed at least 125 people and injured 180 after police sought to quell violence on the pitch, authorities said on Sunday, in one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Officers fired tear gas to disperse supporters of the losing home side who had invaded the pitch after the final whistle in East Java on Saturday night. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.